We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to the Cubs battle for the NL Central here.
Swing and a miss. Strike three and the Cubs win the ball game. A blazing fastball. Listen to this crowd.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station.
They're not going to change the name either.
Like just on the jerseys, maybe. Like on the sleeve.
It's not going to happen. Oh, okay. Trust me.
All right.
Don't want to miss a minute.
Miss a little, miss a lot.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to get that kind of grody grobber interaction with you. He knows it's happening and he can't help himself because he has to. They've got to play their parts. Thanks to Hub Arkish and Ian Happ for joining us today. Thanks to Jordan Malley for putting together a rollicking edition of Score Tales. Go away. That absolutely delivered. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch. Jordan and Jay for another good week. We'll have that podcast. We had a good week. That's going to be a composite greatest hits of what we did. I hope Score Tales is a part of it when you put it in there for this week's version, Jordan Malley. Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Lawrence Holmes is here. And Layla said that the only person that believed Tim Beckman's the anti-Northwestern stance and throwing out purple pens and having it be a state championship is Herb.
Yes, I will say that there's been a growing resentment towards Northwestern overall as Northwestern athletics in the last 5 years up until last year was eclipsing what was going on down in Champaign. I will say that I ran into something similar to this a few weeks ago. We had this wonderful conversation with Brett Bielema. It was really great. And then at the end of it, he ended the call with ILL. To which a fan, I am not a fan.
Right. So he could just be ill.
And so he said it, and I was just kind of looking at Herb like, man, thank you. And then he jumped on the phone with him and did the, I was like, what was I supposed to say? Roll Tide? Like, what exactly was I supposed to do in that moment?
Exactly what you did.
It's funny to me. I hope he does it every time. I mean, because we make fun of Fitz for the Go Cats thing.
But that doesn't need a response.
Correct. It's not a call and response. Right. But it was just funny because I'm like, oh, man, he's going to hate me now. And it was a really great conversation. And everything I've heard about talking to Bielema is that he's a really interesting dude. And he's got interesting thoughts on the game of football. And now he'll never be on the show again.
Oh, you don't know about that.
I don't. And we'll ask again. And I told Herbie that he is to jump in. And do the I part.
That would be on brand.
Yeah.
As is Fitz ending every discussion with Go Cats.
Yes.
Because you know what I do now every time I hear Fitz on? You know what I think to myself?
Go Cats.
Go Cats. Works.
Also, I was listening to the Midday Midway.
That pause is everything.
No, Marcus Lashaki tweeted out the story. I figured you guys were going to get onto it because Dan's never had waffles at the Waffle House.
Right.
Sacrilege.
How many total waffles did that guy eat before?
Nine.
That's
nine?
Ridiculous. Like, look, waffles themselves, like if you were at some place like Steak or like Gibson's when they used to do brunch and they brought you a waffle, you're talking about a plate-size Belgian waffle. That is not the case at the Waffle House. The equivalent at the Waffle House, size-wise, is an ego. The fact that this guy...
No, they're bigger than that.
They looked bigger than that.
They're bigger than that.
Yeah.
The fact that he only ate that many in that much time, it's weak sauce.
Yeah, they're like a small pizza. Almost.
But they're super spongy.
Yes.
They go down easy. I'm not saying they come out easy, but they go down easy. And the fact that he had that much time there, and who... Here, you got to have a plan. It's all about having a plan. If you are going to do this thing, then you know what you got to do before you hit the Waffle House?
Not eat for a while.
No. Get tatered. You got to go in there having had a night where you were drinking rum, and then go to the Waffle House and do the Waffle House thing.
Rum?
And you fall asleep. Whatever, are you allowed to fall asleep in the booth?
Well, he's got to be there for 24 hours, so... But if you're going to the Waffle House and you want to eat, get hammered and go eat. And you'll eat more than 9 waffles in a 17-hour period or
no
whatever.
No way. I would Ralph.
Yeah?
Yes.
There's so much better food there than waffles.
Well, that was the thing I was talking about with LaShock. Is like I would immediately, like, you know, you start thinking about the hash browns and how you have them and all that good stuff. But it's just so weak. Like, 9? 9. In that amount of time, it's crazy.
I'm glad to hear we all seem to agree that that was the saddest part of this.
It's very sad.
And the question is, what would Bears wide receiver Daz Newsome, how would he approach it? Because he obviously would be our area expert.
That's a great question.
And I wonder,
for him,
like,
at some point.
If his fantasy football team lost and he were forced to do that, what would his plan be?
I like that as a punishment, though. I think that that's a really good... losing the fantasy football league punishment.
I love the creative loser punishments. Like the guy had to drive the pink car around.
It's like the bullpen
things.
Stuff with the backpack and all that.
Well, the White Sox SpongeBob backpack.
The tattoo is what gets me. Though.
I don't
the fact
like
that. You have to get a tattoo. We actually made a joke when I was in Houston about like, why do tattoos become sports bets? And then I'm like, okay, let's do the opposite. Let's get real anti here. So we're like, what if you had to get a neck tattoo based on like the results of a preseason game?
Oh,
Shane.
So it's like Bears Bills, loser has to get a neck tattoo.
I think that Gabe, our morning host over at B96, I want to say he and his brother had a bet because Gabe is a White Sox fan and his brother is a Cubs fan. And I think his brother had to get a White Sox tattoo. Is one of those who
on
wins more games. No. I don't think. I think it's wherever, but I think I'll text Gabe and find out, but I've never liked the, I have to tattoo myself, but
it's awful. Jake Arrieta and Tommy La Stella did it for the Coastal Carolina baseball, right?
Yes.
Coastal and TCU, right?
I think so.
Go Chanticleers, right?
Is that yeah. Where
yep.
I think that's it.
It is.
I laugh at the idea of a tattoo being the bet, so I just took it to the extreme. And I'm like, you have to make it about the most lame thing and then the most intense tattoo. And that's what I came up with.
Yeah, I've never, the tattoo thing has never reached me either. I don't know if that means I'm not cool or what, but I don't have any. And I'm like, I actually like being the outsider because it seems like everyone has one now.
I feel like I'm a survivor for not getting a tramp stamp.
Well, was it on your agenda?
No, but just
oh no, that
would
hurt too much.
Sorry. You know what?
He's making himself laugh. Now.
That's it. Go home. That is Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check them out. They are here 9 a.m. to noon Monday through Friday. And the dad jokes are aplenty. I'm Lord Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. This hour is being brought to you by Design First Builders. Visit designfirstbuilders.com. Go away. Go away. With your red face. It's your dad joke. Stupid.
That was awesome.
Stupid. Herbie, let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.